That's what she said. What is it my ex-wife said to me 36 years ago today? That's a Jeopardy. Is that a Jeopardy question? I have no idea what she said to you 36 years ago today. I could guess, but I'd probably be wrong. Thank goodness this nightmare is over with, and I couldn't have agreed more. Yeah, 36 years ago today, I got divorced. I remembered my marriage last month, and this month I remember my divorce. Can't say I was one of those husbands or ex-husbands that forgot 46 years. In the room, but I'll tell you right now, I still know both my daughters well. One of my daughters, know them both. I still know their social security numbers in my head. Me and Dave, yeah, we go way back. Well, that would have been my first guess, because you had reminded me of your anniversary, I remember, just a short while ago. So, farewell. What would be the other thing? So, that would have been my guess. But I didn't want to say that just in case it was something else. Well, you would have gotten chicken dinner out of it, maybe. But, yeah. I looked at the calendar. It's the 20th. Okay. Birthdays and things like that. I mean, I know my grandparents' birthdays, my mom's dad and my mother's mother, but I don't remember much about. The only thing I really don't remember about much about my past would be my grandparents on my father's side. I don't really remember meeting them in my lifetime. My older brother is different, but, yeah. Yep. Kind of thing with numbers. I was good at math, too, but, yeah, now I'm just trying to master radio, and, man, that's just a whirlwind in my brain. I'm trying to hold the radio steady. I think there might be something that this wobbly works on. I'm on a works on radio. Nagoya antenna. I might try the other one, the original antenna, back on here and use it for a couple days before I go back in and see how it sounds, if it sounds any different or any better. NADDF. Good morning. How are things in dirt land?
Donald, what are your antenna options? You just said you got a Nagoya and you got the rubber duck for that.
I stepped on you there for a second, Dakota. I was saying the fact that I was saying good morning to you, and I was asking you how the dirt excavation stuff is going. Right now I have this Wuxon KGUB9EX, and I got the Nagoya antenna for it. Genuine Nagoya antenna. And I just noticed, like, when Sean says I've got some sound and static and things like that, as I move around, this antenna just whips all over the place and, flexes and bends as I, and I'm trying to hold it right now. I'm sitting in a chair straight up and down, holding the radio straight up and down, and I'm trying not to move with it. And if I'm getting bad reports today, I might just take out the original antenna, which is a little bit stiffer. It won't move around as much as I get some feedback. Yeah, let me see if I got it. All right, there we go. We've established a rotation. You're consistent there and solid. So there's some fry, but no problem. So doing that right there gets it done. Dakota?
We got to get you a note, Donald. I just sold one. I didn't know you were in the market. Or I think you said you were in the market yesterday. But I just sold one and built one for a guy. So if you need help, I'm happy to help.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll put you on the list, but just the radio itself, I mean, you know, Sean and I use Motorola, and we know the quality of their antennas, and I got the rat tails on my Motorola, and they cover the full frequency range from my DMR, which is in the low 400s, Moto Turbo, all the way up into, you know, 462 GMRF. And those antennas don't move at all. And sometimes I'll run the stubby, the little, like, 2 or 3 inch bullet antennas, and that's not going anywhere, but those aren't in the frequency range, and I have to order different ones. So those don't want to go down to 403. But I'm just looking right now for a good, solid antenna on these things. And I've been happy with the Nagoya that a certain person recommended. And I have them on, what, three of my radios, the two Wuxons and the one Boomwing that I got as a gag gift for being a ham. But like I say, when you're out in the field and you can't always have everything with you and you just need the radio, I want that to work, and with the reports I've been getting, I'm not happy, and so I may try the original antenna in the next couple of days before I go back to Indy, like tomorrow morning or something. I'll talk to you guys again. And so, I'm just going to have to find a different antenna for the Wuxon. Sean?
Well, pop it on right now. I mean, here we are. You're sounding... You're doing that straight up down thing. You're standing pretty solid in the machine, consistent. That's the biggest thing. It's not fluttering in and out. So pop that other antenna on there and just duplicate what you're doing right now, and we can give you a real quick AD if it's convenient. Anywho, I am Anna, why am I so ahead of schedule? I don't understand this. It's only 8 after, and I'm almost to the coffee shop. Dakota?
Quick update on the excavation. Nothing happened yesterday, so I'm hoping it'll be out this week. I kind of threw a wrench in his schedule, so I can't be too fishy. As far as HK antennas, I've owned and own pretty much every main one from Comet and Diamond, and in my experience, they make next to no difference, but I also don't use HT in the capacity you're using an HT. They're pretty much hooked up to a mobile antenna or roof antenna, or I'm talking into a node. But back in my old house, I would get into Mount Clemens. I would have to put on a signal stick or a Comet BNC24. Those were the two that I actually noticed the difference. All the other short ones, not so much. Honestly, I think some rubber ducks are better than aftermarket ones, because you can use them out of time.
Knock, knock, I'm back.
Well, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm sitting upright. Got the radio straight up and down. And I am talking now with the original Wuxon factory antenna. How's it sounding?
Well, in my opinion, it's equal or maybe better, but it certainly is not worse. Dakota, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't tell if it's better, but my brain thinks it's better. I think you sound like there's more fidelity. I don't know if that's possible from an antenna. You sound better, but let's do the other one. Let's do an AB here.
Funny you said that, Dakota, because I was thinking the same thing. It's like he sounds better, but that's nothing to do with signal.
Knock, knock. I'm back on the Goya. The aftermarket.
Well, I'm going to say it's 6-1, half dozen the other. For some reason, I like the stock antenna better, but I can't really quantify it and tell you why. So I'd say it's 6-1, half dozen the other. If it's more convenient and doesn't flop around, that might be your huckleberry there.
I can second that. I don't think there's really a signal strength difference. You sound like you're coming in the exact same. Might be a tiny bit more variance, maybe. A little bit of fry going up and down with the Nagoya, but to my ears, you sound a little bit better with the stock one.
Well, I thank you. I might just switch back to the stock one, because as I'm holding the stock one in my hand and trying to keep this Nagoya from wiggling, I mean, I'm sitting up, straight up and down, and yes, I'm shaking, I'm moving a little bit with my hand and my wrist, and that antenna's just bebopping around, and I've got the original one in my hand, and it's like a brand new, it's like stiff, hard. Probably took some Viagra while it was sitting in the box. And it's a thicker whip, I guess. And I'm gonna put the factory antenna on it for the remainder of the week while I'm using it, and see what happens. I mean, this thing is as stiff as it, or the quality is just as good as what's in a Motorola Rat Tail. Those are shot with no more, because he uses Motorola as well. They're just good, solid, antennas that don't whip in the wind. And I'm just trying to hold this thing steady so it doesn't shake or anything like that. Because it's old and shaky like me. So I'm going to go put the factory one back on and stick with it. Thanks, guys. Yeah, there you go. All righty. Oh, man. I am sleepy today, and look at that. I just parked at work. Why am I so ahead of schedule? This is so weird. It's like I'm in the twilight zone.
There you go, Donald. Sean, you're early. I'm late. I'm not even a 32-mile road yet. I spent 18 minutes in the quarter wash this morning trying to get the mud and the bugs and whatever the hell else was on my truck off of it. So I'm with you. A little sleepy, a little slow, making my way.
Well, I'm late because I'm usually up at 5, getting the coffee going, and I haven't even seen the coffee pot yet this morning, let alone get it going or doing anything. I went to bed last night just after 8 o'clock, and I slept like a baby. Woke up once, the coyotes were howling when emergency vehicles go by, and they're louder than the emergency vehicles. Rolled over and went back to sleep, and next thing I know, it was 6:35, and I said, I better get my day started.
Well, I've transitioned over to the HT, and so I'm going to head on inside. I didn't stop and get coffee or nothing. It's a weird day. Ah, well, see if I can get some of the cops. I'm going to take tomorrow off, do some yard work myself. My son's on vacation this week, and he said tomorrow would be good for him, so I've got my son for the day, and a trailer and a yard that needs a lot of cleanup. So, got to get in there and make the donuts today so I can take off tomorrow.
There you go. Put them to work. Those are my my duties when I go over my dad's as well. Whatever he needs help with, I got to help him.
Make the donuts today. Enjoy the icing on the cake tomorrow with your son while you're doing that. And, not too bad at all. And the weather's supposed to be pretty good tomorrow, I think. I don't know. I haven't really, like I said, I haven't even turned on the my tablet to see what the weather has or anything. I just woke up, so. But one thing I'll tell you, I know I got another brand spanking new mouse on the little old wheel. And that thing's kicking, but I don't need to run it. Don't need to run the air conditioning today if it's 40 degrees out. When I checked my phone this morning when I woke up, I go, wow, there's a new mouse on the wheel, and the guy doesn't even have to work his first day.
Over to me. I was just saying good morning to everybody. Just walked in the shop. I got to get everything set up. And I drag my computer to and fro every day.
Well, I'll let you guys get to it. I'm going to make a phone call here on my way into the office. But, Donald, I'm glad your air's fixed. But, yeah, you're not kidding. You definitely don't need it today. I will catch y'all maybe this afternoon at 8 DBF.
Well, okay. Make the phone call. Thanks for your advice on the antenna. I'm going to switch the antenna. This is obviously the ham version of the radio, and I have a GMRS version of the radio as well with a wolf sign on it. I'm going to take that one off and switch that one back to the factory as well. Basically, what I'm thinking is that the stiffer the antenna, the better the signal. So, I don't know. But we'll try that experiment for the next couple weeks. And like I said, I can't put the stubby antennas on my motos because they don't go down low enough for the moto turbo frequency of 403. They only go down, I think, 440 to 490. So the new ones for the replacement should be 403 to 470s, I think, are the ones I have to order. I already looked them up on Amazon just to see which model number I need. Sean?
Well, run with that one for a while when you've forgotten about it and you're just going about your normal business. We'll see how it is. And but, you know, preliminary observations are I like it. So we'll see. Run it for the next several days and you know, we'll know better. All right, I'm here. I got to start getting me some stuff. So I'm going to start getting to it. W8FU.
Appreciate the advice. You sound lost, so go find a cup of coffee. There's gotta be a coffee maker somewhere in that building. Grab a cup from there. I might be around Saturday morning for breakfast, but I'll let you know. We're going to probably not leave until Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening because there's nothing to do until the race on Sunday. But I'll let you know if I can make breakfast on Saturday. W8RCY.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Good morning, Greg. W8RCY.
Good morning, Donald. Looks like we got severe clear and bright and sunny so far today.
And cold, too. And yesterday I had my, I don't know if you heard some of the chatter earlier yesterday, the little mouse on the wheel to the fan motor to my heating and air conditioning, the little mouse, I think, died. And I got a new mouse on there, and he's running super fast. But like, I really need to even run today, as cold as it is, if you know what I mean. So yeah, got a new fan motor, the heating and air conditioning unit works great. Just don't need it right now.
Ah, very good. Well, better to have it fail and get fixed when you don't need it, because nice to have it when you do.
Yeah, absolutely. The weird thing about it is working Thursday night in that storm, I had just a blower going just to circulate air because I had the place buttoned up due to the rain. And when I got home Sunday morning, I turned it on. They said, I came back and says, a senior citizen community and the signs were up. The air conditioning is on. Okay. I'll turn it on, run it, get the stale air out of the heat, and just run it for, you know, one cycle. That's it. Shut it off. And the motor was not turning. So something happened to it between Thursday night and Sunday morning. But, yeah, got a new mouse, and I think the mouse is running even faster than the old mouse did because it seems to be blowing even more efficiently. So, other than that, though, not much. A lot of the guys ran in early this morning. Even Sean is even in. And, yeah, he got to work a little earlier than expected. Dakota's in. I slept in. I was just tired from the weekend trip driving. I did all the driving. But, yeah. Other than that, I'm just rambling, switching antennas out on my radios, getting rid of all these Nagoyas and going back to the factories because I think the Nagoyas blow around too much or just wobble around too much, affecting my signal.
All right, very good. I'm on my way to the dentist and getting a crown put on, an implant, finally. It's a long process when you got to do that sort of thing. Not fun, but today's no big deal. And then don't know what else I got in store. So, oh, phone is ringing. I'll be back to EAVSI.
We'll be here sandbagging most of the day. W8RCY. Good morning, everybody, and everybody on the ECR this morning. Coffee, yes, I drink coffee every morning. Anything from a 18-ounce cup to a 24-ounce thermal mug, depending on how my day goes and if I'm on the road or doing things like that. And it's half and half. It's half decaf, half regular. Back to net control. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY. Detroit, Michigan area.
Well, sounds like somebody's on the wrong side of the radio. I don't like coffee. I don't drink coffee. Coffee doesn't make you. Give me this up here.
Hey,
Beatles. Hey, Lance.
Is that Hefe?
John didn't flex to the right side of his radio to talk on the net, whatever net he's talking on.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't done that, probably. I don't know.
Oh, I've never.
Okay.
Shouldn't you be making Jeeps or something?
On my way.
Alrighty then.
Orphaned some ducklings on the way right in this morning.
What's that?
And may have orphaned some ducklings on the way in this morning.
That's not good.
Yeah, that pond on 75, between 70, the two north and south pond on 75, like the Grand Blanc there. They were crossing the highway before I could figure out what was going on. Big cloud of feathers behind me.
Whoops.
And I tried to move over, but too little, too late. Little ducklings in the middle of the interstate. One minute they're following them out, 1 minute they're going.
They should have been a little quicker.
Yeah, if it wasn't me, it would have been the semi next to me. But anyway, I am pulling into the great tower into the sky, so 7:30, 8:01.
Deal.
W3LNS, NO8RF mobile. NO8RF mobile clear.
Good morning, NO8RF. This is W3LNS.
This is W8VIJ, Waterford at Michigan. Is there anyone on today, W8VIJ?
Still.
Hello.
When are you supposed to have the new one?
Sorry, try it again. I didn't have my seatbelt on and the ding it was louder than you.
When are you supposed to have the new one?
Not sure what we're talking about. No one what, bud.
Still not sure you heard me. So when are you supposed to get the new one?
No, I heard you now. I was just wondering what the new one was.
The new call?
Oh, I got it. June 2nd.
June 2nd? That seems like a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it's like 14 days in one day or something like that. I don't know exactly what the math is, but that was about right. I didn't count them, but according to that vanity call sign thing, which is usually pretty accurate, unless I mess up, it's showing June 2nd.
So I'm guessing that it hasn't closed yet or something? So that's why?
No, everything that's done, there's always like a 14-day waiting thing. So I think it's 14 days, give or take some. So I think that's what the holdup is. Even if it's like available instantly, they don't give it to you instantly. They wait 14 days for some reason after, you know, and then do it that way. So I gave them the $30-some dollars again this time to make sure I did it right. Before I know what I did. I would have really liked that call, but I, you know, that one was nothing but a mistake on my part and greed on theirs. We talked about that. But, WHBD will be that one, and June 7th.
Okay. Hey, somebody just walked in here. I got to go see who it is. I'm the only one here. WHBD.
Later, NAKPD.
Yay, I got people back.
W8FU, WAPIJ.
Good afternoon, Greg. How you doing?
Not doing good. I just wanted to see if you were listening. I think you mentioned that to me. Are you having lunch right now?
We were just getting ready to discuss it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to see if I could raise you on this frequency. I'm on the 4425. I think you said the KFBI repeater is tied to this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The Warren, the Richmond, the Romeo, and the West Bloomfield are all tied together.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to let you go and so you can make your lunch arrangements there. Thanks for coming back to me, W8FU, W8VIJ.
Hey, no problem, Greg. I've been here all morning alone, and looks like guys walked back in, so I'm going to figure out what's going on, figure out what lunch plans are, all that good stuff. We'll talk to you in a bit. W8VIJ from W8FU.
All right, let's try it this way. I'm on Phil's repeater now.
Oh, you mean my repeater. You can hear it?
I can key into it, and then I listen back on Warren. So I'm not getting audio back on it, Phil. I'm just getting when I key into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, actually. Yeah, the transmitter's sick. I've got a replacement repeater I bought at Dayton. I haven't got it set up, and once I get it going, that's going to go in there. Things should be a lot better.
Yeah, you were talking about that a couple weeks ago at breakfast, that you were looking at going down to Dayton and picking up a new toy. Well, so you did find one. Well, that's cool beans.
Oh, I'm on a phone call here.
What are you doing, John?
Hey, Wally. I am heading to Auburn Hills over by the old Silver Dome. Take care of an issue there. I was just over at Losser at 10 Mile. But that fell through. I got to go back on Friday. So heading over to Auburn Hills, and then another Auburn Hills, and then I got a Troy, depending on time allotment for the day.
Very good. Okay.
I thought I'd say hi. This is Rose Point. I had to do some work down there.
You got to keep those clients listed up there, buddy.
Pretty big project, and it's going a lot slower than I would think it do, but it's forward progress, and they're not too mad about it, so they understand.
Oh, you're in the same boat I am. That's what I've been dealing with, this same account for about a year now. You know, and every time they tell us something different, try this, do this, do that, and we're finding more and more out as we progress. I mean, we've tackled a lot of obstacles, but still there are some hurdles that need to be jumped.
Yeah, it's the way of the world. Everybody has, nobody wants to work anymore. So we've created a whole bunch of slugs. So, not the slug talk. Other than that, nothing else new. Got it. Manager's RP has to be tomorrow, tonight, I think. So, I guess we'll do that. I'm going to get RP live back to the radio on my desk. So, that's on my agenda. I'm going to pull over to get out of the way of these construction workers.
Yeah, you got your meeting tomorrow, then we got the general meeting on Thursday. I have a PC meeting tomorrow with the city, so I'm going to see how that rolls. It's going to be adventurous next 2 days, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I'm going to declare Friday the official screw-off day.
Trying to find a happy medium for return on the radio. Moved over to UMP on the county there and see how that's doing. You can kind of scratch you on the Warren coming back at me.
ADATR, I'm back. Sorry about that.
All right, good, Phil. Got Wally out there, too. I think he's coming back from Gross Point, from what I heard from static-wise a little bit there.
Okay, well, I'm just about at work here, so I got about 2 minutes. Go ahead, Wally. Try it.
Hey, thanks for listening about that radio, but there's too many variables there, and I just want to get stuck with the radio. It's a fair price, but one is I wanted to make sure it was the right band. That's the, you know, the low one, the 403 to the, you know, whatever it is. Yeah, because Kenwood does that. The
other thing, too, is I'm not so sure if Kenwood will go 25 hertz space. So I read his article about that's why it never really took off. So I just didn't want to get stuck with something that I would get stuck with. But I really appreciate you thinking of it.
Yeah, well, being that I work for Kenwood, you, I can find out all that stuff. But, you know, yeah, I found out the best I can do on pricing is like 20% off list. They apparently are very strict about that. If I wanted one for myself, I'd get it at cost. But if I wanted somebody else, it would, I couldn't. It would have to be that. So it's still going to be very pricey, especially with the P25 and DMR licenses on it. So it's probably not worth it. AVAPR. I'm going to sign out because I'm making a final approach to work here. 7-3.
Okay, put your landing gear down. Yeah, we'll chat about it sometime next time at breakfast or something like that. It's a great idea, but there's a lot of what-ifs, and I haven't had a chance to study them yet. But I just don't want to put 12.5 kilohertz spacing on channels like this. And if that's all it'll do, and they said it can't be done. So, enough of that subject. You have a good day. NAKPP. Go ahead, Tom. You still there?
Yeah, I'm a little bit clearer into Warren now, I think. You sound better, too. It was a little bit of touch and go there for a minute. Are you on your way back to the office, or are you on your way to another client? Where'd you go? I think I lost you, Wally. KCKDO.
CAVSI from W8FU. KAVSI from W8FU. W8FU testing. Anybody got a crappy signal?
I read you just fine.
W8RCY. Well, let me hear it.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing.
Maybe. It's just not noisy enough.
Copy that.
Just go in here, Donald.
Yes, sir.
What's the lowest power setting you got? You got a low?
I'm on the Wuxon, and I'm currently running high power at 8 watts.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. What, can you go to low?
23 on low power, if that helps, New Baltimore. This is low power at 3 watts.
I need a little bit of it. Like, give me a morning drive time dissertation on mice and treadmills.
Well, the little gerbil on the wheel is doing okay. It was doesn't sound like air conditioning is not needed. So, yeah, that's about it. WARQ1.
Okay, that does it. Thank you.
Just for the heck of it, how did it sound on 3-1? From where I am to the repeater.
Not a whole lot different than usual. You know, the difference between 3 and 8 is pretty negligible.
Okay, so if I can make the adjustment and save on the battery, because this is a 3, 5, and 8-watt radio, maybe I can run it on 5 in this area in relationship to the repeater. So that helps me. Thank you very much. I'll be monitoring W8RCY.
Remember that radio that sounded really bad that I had in my truck?
Roger. Well, it seems to be getting in the 441.9 as well. In your node.
Oh yeah, I was doing it offline, and I brought it online just a minute ago, but I think it's tickled.
Okie doke, just wanted to be sure you knew what was going on. I happened to be looking at the dashboard when it came in. So Lakeland, Florida, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, it's two physically separate nodes, but I just use one node number because I can only be in one state at one time.
Yeah, well, you know, you can split those into 10. Just add the digit 1 through 9 on the end.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that for... Wait a minute, hang on. All tangled up in my push-to-talkie thing. But, yeah, I was thinking about doing that, and I did try that years ago, and I had issues with it, problems, as Don would say. But I was probably doing something wrong. And, yeah, once I get the old blue node back together, I've kind of got that apart, trying to fix it a little bit better. I probably will do something with the, I forget what they call the sub-nodes or some crap like that, 10-8-NM.
Yeah, I've heard of people having trouble switching, doing that. I mean, if you do it right from the get-go, generally it's no issue, but people that have nodes already well established, I don't know, it doesn't seem to get under every rock, behind every crevice, so... I've heard troubles. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm at a site. It's hard to hear. And trying to work on something. Let's see here. Are you in the mobile in the driveway by chance?
No, I'm actually down in the basement in the shack.
No, okay. I was going to have you try the 2.6 direct, but never mind.
You know, 2.6, even at its best, from my driveway, I mean, it's fine coming up my street. As soon as you pull in my driveway, you lose it. It's really weird.
Yeah, that area's always been spotty. You know, it's You're in the bad. It's like Don's house. He's good right up to the house, but he pulls in the drive, same thing. All right, anyhow, I'm going to get buttoning up here so I can get out.
Okie dokie. We'll let you toil away there. 70 turds at 8 a.m.
And it's hard for me to be critical because of all the noise in here, but it sounds like you might be really hot. But it's hard for me to hear. There's a lot of noise in here. All right. Check out W8FU. Foo. Murphy's Law of Repeater Work. Well, I heard a K, I think an 8, and then was it DMR? K-8-TMR. Tango Mike Romeo. Radio Sean. Name's Phil. Hey, TMR. All right. Hey, Phil, how are you? What repeater are you on, and what's your operating situation? Currently, I'm on the Warren repeater. I am just on the Stinger, and I'm running Yaesu 150, the RAS. I got it on like medium power right now. Yeah, Shainer and what? I didn't catch the Shainer and what. Shainer at 19. Yeah, that ain't good. Man, still got something going on, obviously. Am I not coming in clear? A lot of static. Oh, you're fine. It's just from Shainer and 19, you should be full quieting. You're not. All right, well, hopefully it's not my setup. Put a new antenna on the truck. I was working with Dakota, was giving me a hand. So hopefully it's not something I did. It does sound a little worse than I'm used to hearing. I was having some, like, the signal you got now is what I was hearing from guys that were out at 24 and Hayes and stuff. So, you know, a little out beyond you. But, let's see, I'm just trying to think. With you being there, what would be a good test just to check your own? Can you hear the Richmond? Like, if I gab here, do you have Richmond programmed in yours, and can you even hear it right now as I talk? Yeah, I switched over to Richmond. I can hear it, but I'm getting a lot of static on Richmond. Yeah, which that's not unusual. So I'm just trying to, you know, let you know if I think there's something going on there. I don't necessarily think you've got anything going on there. I could be wrong, but I don't think you've got anything going on there with your setup. Okay, yeah, that's good. You're coming in loud and clear on my end. But I was just making the drive from Elmont down to Warren, so I got to switch through kind of all of them to get down there. Yeah, you're sounding, you know, real good now. Just a little pop here and there, but, you know, I mean, you're solid the whole time. So let's be clear. It wasn't hard to hear you at any point. Just more noise than I would have expected from 19 and Shainer is all. But, anywho, I was there working on it a little bit ago, just minutes ago, really. And I thought I found a flaky jumper, which is what I kind of suspected, but I'm not so sure. I got to go up there. I got to drag the test equipment when I got more time. I was just passing by and had some other work to do there.
but I got to go there with the full suite. That's on Warren you're talking about? Yeah, I suspect the receiver is a little compromised right now. And so, you know, I want to get in there and check it out. So I got to pick the Enritsu up there and sweep the antenna system and make sure that's okay. You know, just check the repeater out itself. And just got a few things I got to do up there. So I got some other stuff I got to do there as well. So it's probably going to be one of the days where I load up with all the gear and go up there on a Saturday with some help. So not something I can fit into a 15-minute stop on, you know, during the work day. I did that today, but it's gonna probably be a Saturday project. Another thing I was wondering about, I haven't noticed it before, but I'm noticing it now. When I unkey the mic, it's almost like I got a very loud, like, squelch tail, maybe a lot of static when I unkey. Is that normal? Yeah, that's probably something I left at the site. I don't remember turning off the PL, but I might have. So, great. All right, sounds good. Guess I just created more work for you. It's weird, though. I don't hear it when I am key. So I'm on Warren. Well, now wait, I always have my radio in PL, so my receiver is locked in PL, so I wouldn't hear it. So I wouldn't know what's normal, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Would that be a, could that be a setting on my radio that I missed, or do you think, I'm just asking because I, before when I've keyed up, I haven't noticed it, but I haven't really been on the Warren. More Richmond, and I don't notice it, but just curious.
Yeah, I'm hearing it a bit when you unkey, but I'm not hearing it myself when I unkey. But so it's not something that you would have changed, though. That's the thing. Well, I don't want to say that for sure, but there's a setting where you can set PL on receive. You know, of course, you need it to transmit in order to trip the repeater, but you can also put it on the receiver so that you don't have to hear any, you know, non-destined, you know, stuff that you don't want to hear, and that helps clean up a lot. Like, if you're driving around and you hear, like, a lot of times you'll hear a lot of, like, spurious noises and stuff like that when you're driving around on UHF. If you put PL on the receive side as well, you won't have to hear any of that crap. So there are advantages to doing it. I know of no disadvantages, so I always run PL on my receivers if the repeater offers it. If the repeater is transmitting PL, I lock up and call guard, as we say, or PL.
Okay. Just so I'm understanding, that would be the tone squelch? Because I do actually have that set, not just the tone. I got it set to tone squelch.
Correct. If you're set to, that's the terminology they use in the EASU, I recall that now. And if you're set to tone squelch, then you're doing it. You're using tone for both transmit and receive, and you shouldn't be hearing that. But, shrug. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not hearing it. I hear it when you unkey, but not me. So weird.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to double check my settings, make sure everything's correct.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with your radio. It just might be you're out of ways where there's. Yeah, your signal's not noisy, that's the thing. So if right now you're full quieting, so it's weird. Why would I be hearing? If you were out there noisy, then I would, you know, then perhaps. I don't know. It's odd. I'm going to have to think about that. And I ain't thinking.
right about now. So there you go. Anyhow, you sound good now, wherever you're at. You're well within range.
Yeah, I'm coming up, Phil Shaner, coming up to Common.
Oh, I'd hope so. You're right underneath it. Any closer, you'd be getting melted.
Oh, it's right around this area. I wasn't sure of the exact location of the repeater.
Yeah, you're very close. It's at Common and Van Dyke.
Oh, okay, not too far then.
I know it wanted to do that. It has been trying the last several transmissions, but we keep interrupting it. There, it got it out. It was impatient. All right, well, you sound fine now. I don't know why you were a little popcorny up there by 19. Probably, it's not you, it's me, you know, so the old classic. All right, I'm not far from my stop here. I got to get parked and get out and finish up my day. I got a little bit to go here.
All right, sounds good. I'm almost to my stop, so good talking with you, and we'll talk with you later. Okay, GMR.
All right, Phil, take care, drive safe, all that good stuff, and we'll catch you next time. W8FU. W8FU.
RJ9 connector.
not even an RJ-11, so that's a little different. So, yeah, you love those non-standard connectors. Remember, a few weeks ago, somebody was looking for like a 10-pin RJ-45. It's like, never seen one of those.
A 10-pin 45?
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
Is that a thing?
I guess it wouldn't be a 45 at that point, but somewhat, similar shape, but just 10-pin.
Probably have a different designation than 45. I think this doesn't affect that it's a 45, meaning it's an 8-pin? Or is that not, or is that just a physical size?
Yeah, I think that's just, I think that's the size and wire count, but I saw somewhere that RJ-45 isn't even really an RJ-45, like the the real RJ-45 is like offset, the little locking tab. It's, I don't know how true that is, but it's kind of interesting.
No, really, I didn't know that either. Well, I know, like, they also, like, an RJ-9 is also referred to as a 4P4C, whereas a standard telephone jack is an RJ-11, which is a 6P4C, six-position four-conductor, so it's bigger. I guess an RJ-45 is usually like an 8C or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, all such a interesting standards and nomenclature. And, you know, you got too many standards. Let's make another standard to make them all standard.
Yeah, so the way I'm getting around this thing is I happen to have a Yaesu connecting, control head connecting cable, their old style, which is a 4P4C. So I'm running that into a coupler, which is really a 6P6C. But it fits in there, and I can then plug in a bigger cable on the other side, you know, a 6P4C or whatever. So, playing around with that. Just going to finish working on that tonight, see if I can get that going.
Yeah, if it works, it works. It's not stupid if it works. thinking about that, I think my Kenwood, I think it's got a little pigtail on the side, inside of the, where the control head is, and I think that might be like a 4-pin, and then it goes to like a regular RJ-45, but I don't remember what that is offhand. I know it's smaller on one end, and it's RJ-41 on the other.
Yeah, a lot of more like that. Gotta make sure it's the right way. I one time actually ran in one of those in my car where the one end was the opposite, bigger than the other, and then I went to go plug it in and I said, oh crap. I had to reverse it. So I gotta pull it all out and reverse it.
Luckily I haven't remoted that ahead. It's that cable is like 2 inches long, and it fits inside where the head attaches to the body, so it fits inside there. So just if you want to remote it, you can either get a longer cable or just make a RJ-45.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the rain. Drizzle. Out here in Pontiac area. Yeah, I just, I think a lot of them are 500 are all using, you can use a standard Ethernet cable now, which saves a boatload of money on cables. They usually charge way too much for those. Oh yeah, that was, I know that. It's just regular straight through cables, and I know that Kenwood, it was, I want to say it was like $50 for the remote head kit or something like that. It was like, just wire, like what? And regular, you know, I ended up using one right now. I got some Cat-6 that they're shielded, little extension cables, so it's got the male on one end, female on the other. You just plug the mic in and then plug it into the body. I got a little like 2-foot extension on it right now. Well, that's exactly what I did for my, I got 2 radios in the car here, remote heads, a Yaesu 400 and an ICOM, ICOM radio. So the mic is an 8-conductor. So I got a shielded Ethernet extension cable, just like what you said. Just used the short jumper that came with it, and then used the extension the rest of the way. Yeah, it works out good. I could reach the mic where the body is, but it, you know, really stretches out the cord. And it's a little bit nicer having just a little extra length there that not to stretch the cord out as so much as not yanking on you while you're trying to talk, you know.
Yep, and I think all manufacturers of control heads should have the option to plug the microphone in the control head or the body of the radio. So, because, you know, it's crazy, you have to run 2 cables, control cable and a mic cable, and then a speaker cable if you want that too. So it should have, the speaker should be in the control head. So I guess we'll have, you know, like the 500, I guess that the mic, you plug the microphone,
yeah, that's nice. I think all the modern Yaesus that they just came out with have it in the control head, the speaker. But I'm not sure about the microphone. I think it sounds like the new Kenwood that they're coming out with is going to have the speaker in the control head too. So that's that'll be kind of nice. Interesting to see how much they want for that new Kenwood.
Yeah, I saw it down in Dayton. I'm not sure what the price was. I didn't actually stop and talk to see what it's going for, but I bet it's going to be crazy.
Hey, yeah, I heard somebody say, you know, it's kind of like a mix between the 75 handheld and the D710 mobile, and said, yeah, it's going to be the price of a 75 handheld and a D710 mobile, too.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I got a 74, D74, and I paid about $400 for it.
D75 is like $700 or something, like $600 or $700. I don't know. If I have the ID52, and that was $600 some when I bought that. And, yeah, they're quite expensive nowadays. Hobby radios, not like they're making billions of them. Okay, I'm switching to transmitting my repeater. I can't hear it because of the something wrong with the transmitter, but the receiver's pretty good. This should be okay. Said I can't. I don't know what the real difference between a 74 and 75 is, other than it's got a USB-C connector.
Yeah, I don't know what they did either. I'm not sure what was different. It's probably more of a refresh kind of deal. You get more modern features. I think the 74 still had a color screen, right? So I'm not sure what was different. I think the 74 has 220 also, right?
I believe so. Received there. I'm not sure we'll transmit. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it does. Yeah, it's got the color display, and I mean, I like the radio. My only complaint is the battery life kind of sucks. If I really was serious about using it more, I'd buy an extended battery.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the 74 to 75, just couldn't ever justify the price. And I ended up getting the Icom, the one Black Friday sale or whatever. It kind of really puts the makes it real hard to justify the price of that thing too. The thing I wish I had would be the TNC and APRS. One thing none of my radios really do very well is APRS. I have to do that with a TNC and a separate computer and everything.
The 74 does the APRS too, I believe. I don't really play around with that stuff too much, but I think it does. So what else is going on with you? Anything new? How's the family?
Not too much. Just been working, come home, eat, sleep, and go back to work. Gotta go to the office 3 days a week now, so gotta make the truck down every once in a while now.
Yeah, I got a part-time job now. It's so weird for me to say, tell my wife, well, I'm off to work, and so I've said in a number of years, so it's kind of different, but I'm liking it.
I heard about the job there. Sounds like you get paid to do your hobby.
Kind of. Right now I'm doing a lot of just cleaning things up. They're kind of very disorganized with their bookkeeping and parts. Trying to fix stuff and I'm running out of parts because they don't have a good inventory system for making sure the stuff is there that you need.
Yeah, that can be difficult, and then the other problem is you don't know that you already have what you need. I've run it out at home sometimes. I run to the store and buy some bolts or screws or whatever, and come to find out, oh, I had them in my bin. Didn't have to go do that.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Why did I just go buy that? I already had some. Yeah, I just, even the case with this speaker thing I'm trying for this repeater is, I bought one in Dayton and it wasn't in the right style, and I said, it's a powered speaker, I should be able to get it to work, but it's something's weird about it, and I just cannot figure out how to get it to actually work with, any type of audio. I try plugging into a radio, but I can't get it to power up. I think there's there's extra wires. I think you got a jumper some, and there's absolutely no documentation on the internet for it. So, but then I said, you know what, I wonder if I have one of those other speakers, and I went in my junk bin, or my old bin of Motorola stuff, and sure enough, I've got one of those speakers that they use for that repeater. And I said, oh, okay, I just got to make a jumper cable for it, and that's what I'm doing.
Hey, Dale, I guess Killer Options, you may have bought a dud. Hopefully not, though. But, that'll happen. Yeah, I know, when, years ago, when, bought a whole bunch of parts that I already had on hand, and broke down and bought a whole bunch of the, Milwaukee Packout containers, and organized all my, nuts and bolts and screws, so I could just look at them and, oh, yep, I got them, you know.
Right. Well, the speaker I bought, it looks like it was brand new. I mean, it still had some stuff on it that looked like it had never been used. And years ago I had one of these. I remember it was used in conjunction with, I think with some, I'm trying to remember. It might have been with a cell phone, actually, a mobile cell phone. We had the separate unit in the trunk. And I remember you had a jumper something. It's got 7 or 8 wires in it. You know, when you only need 4 basically, 2 for power, 2 for audio. But it's got like 3 or 4 other wires, and I think to make it do what you want to do, you have to do something with a couple of them. And I just can't find the documentation to tell me what to do with them.
Pop it open and maybe see if you can reverse engineer it a little. maybe it'll be obvious what you need to do or whatever. Or you have to look up some chips and figure out some pinouts.
Yeah, well, that's, I did open it up and it's all, the small component stuff, you can't really trace anything. There's no real obvious, it's hard to even see the paths, where they go or what they go to. Yeah, thought of that too. Gotta get that documentation. Somebody's gotta have it somewhere. I was just shocked I cannot find it. Even, thing like repeater builder doesn't have anything.
Yeah, look at like archive.org, or there's quite a movement, I guess, nowadays to try to save some of these manuals and software stuff for old technology that, the retro computer stuff and stuff like that. It's really kind of the killer of everything is you've got the device and it works, but you don't have the software to run it or the thing to program it or whatever, maybe hiding out somewhere deep in the internet there.
Okay. Sean just sent me something here. I'm driving, so I can't really look at it, but I think I know what it is. You out there, Sean? Jump in.
Well, I don't know if it's the one. It's the one for the MTR. It's got the 6-pin Molex connector. And, they have the pinout. I believe they're all the same. HSN 1006A MTR 2000 amplified speakers, so maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, as I was telling Lance, I looked in my old Motorola stuff, and I have the 1005A, which looks identical to the 6, and the pinouts, I think, are the same. It's got the same 6-pin Molex on it and everything, so that's what I'm trying to work on to get that going. I was able to get that going standalone, plugged into like a another radio. Works great. I just got to make the jumper cable to plug into the MTR. So I'm just about home here, but I want to see, are you, I'm thinking Thursday, after I leave work, are you available then? Grab some lunch and take that thing to your shop or whatever?
Yeah, that'll probably work. Better check with me though. I took tomorrow off because my son and I were going to be doing some yard work, but now it sounds like it's going to rain all day, so I may have to adjust, but yeah, chances are, make sure you get a hold of me, you know, day before, day of.
Okay, very good. All right, catch you guys later. Pulling in the driveway as we speak. Have a great day. Overview, Lance, ABY, ABPR.
All right, 7-3, Phil. Yeah. Decided to hear the new toy on the air. It's the Gateway. Go ahead, Sean.
I was busy with something here. I just been listening to guys talk. So I heard Phil was having some trouble with that, so I shot him that real quick.
So I got to get back to what I was doing, basically.
Yes, I'm just about home to you. Got a mile from my head. So, 7-3, this is the ABMI.
All right, travel safe. We'll catch you later. W8FU.
KF8DRC from WD8KLO. KF8DRC from WD8KLO.